It's summertime, and on weekend nights all across the country, that means demolition derby time. Cars bashing cars for the pure thrill of it. Charles Lane from member station WSHU recently went to a demo on New York's Long Island, the legendary home of the demolition derby. He brought back this audio postcard.
Fired up, kid.
A white four-door Chevy Impala. It's got graffiti writing down the side that says Misery Machine, and it's number 86.
They call me Mad Mike. You got to get angry and to win. You know, you got to keep smashing and smashing and smashing.
I've been doing it, I guess, for a while now, but I'll still get light-footed where my foot will start shaking and you get the queasiness in the stomach because you don't know what's going to happen.
Cars are going in every different direction. Cars are hitting each other and spinning out and smoke and steam. And
the gas tank came undone. Flame shot out of the Zumi pipes and it ignited. I got out. My right shoe actually melted to the gas pedal. My left shoe melted to the driver's floor and I got out. And I was my sister came down, ripped my sweatshirt off, my helmet off, and I stripped down to my boxers. No, I was naked. I was naked in front of the middle of the racetrack. And I turned to my sister and said, oh, everyone's going to see my doodle.
Show begin.
Green flag drop. I hit a couple of cars. A couple of cars hit me. Then it was me and Petey, and we were demoing, and I turned around. He was out. So I got out of the car, ran over to him to help him out because he's my friend, and he flipped over, so we wanted to help him get out of the car. And then I looked back, and there was only one car running, and I knew I had to take out that one car.
My favorite part of the Demolition Derby is friendship. Through the Demolition Derby and the racing community, I have developed lifelong friends over 20-something years.
Oh, between my boss helping me get the cars and my brother and the guys at the shop all helping me build the cars, and it's really a big group thing. It's like a bonding thing for us. It keeps us out of trouble.
Go off the track.
No, we need to want to go home. We just started.
He wants to go home. 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, come on.
While you were still getting your beauty rest.
That was the Demolition Derby at Riverhead Raceway on New York's Long Island. Mad Mike Smith came out on top, beating out Jason Savoy in the Misery Machine, Pistol Pete Mikos, and Jimmy the Kid White. And since we're using monikers, the story was produced by Charles the Awesome Lane. This is NPR News.